Now, the medicos will tell you that stress can make you sick. I mean, really sick. Stress is known to contribute to the three big killers: heart attack, stroke, and cancer. On top of that, it leads to irritability, anxiety, depression, headaches, and insomnia. But how? I mean, how does something emotional end up impacting you physically? The other day, I realized that I dropped the ball on something really important. Oh, now what? So I put myself under a lot of pressure to hit the deadline. I could feel the adrenaline pumping, so I grabbed my blood pressure monitor to see what it was doing to me. Now, normally, my blood pressure hovers around a very healthy 115 over 70. But under pressure, with the adrenaline of stress literally pulsing through my veins, my cortisone levels, my flight or fight hormone levels going up through the roof, my blood pressure had skyrocketed up to 140 over 90. Not good. Pressure is oftentimes unavoidable. But stress, which is our response to the pressure, is something we can do something about. We worry, we stress out, we go to God and ramble some useless prayer, completely forgetting that God already has things under control. This is how Jesus put it, Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. And when you pray, don't be like the people who don't know God. They say the same things again and again. They think that if they say it enough, their God will hear them. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. So the next time you find yourself under pressure and you respond with that toxic mix of worry and panic and fear that we call stress, remember this: your Father in heaven already knows what you need even before you ask him. Jesus also said, "Who by worrying can add a single hour to their lives?" We know he was right. Stress and worry are worse than just useless. They're destructive, and instead of adding an hour to your life, they in fact end up cutting your life short. On the other hand, a quiet faith in the middle of the storm, the realization that God's already seen your problem, he already knows what you need, that's a much better, a much more effective response, don't you think? That's God's word, fresh for you today.